Now to someone who has gotten a second chance. Antoine Rogers is 44 years old. By the time President Obama granted him clemency this past March, Rogers had spent half his life in prison. His crime?
It was conspiracy to possess 139.8 grams of crack cocaine.
Because Rogers had two prior drug felonies on his record, he was given a life sentence. That was the mandatory minimum back in 1995. In 2010, Congress passed the Fair Sentencing Act. It lowered the mandatory minimum sentences for many nonviolent drug offenses, but it didn't apply to Rogers and to many others who were sentenced before the law took effect. I spoke with Antoine Rogers and his lawyer, Jeff Lazarus, this week. I asked Rogers what went through his mind when he first heard his sentence.
I was like, I have to better myself and prepare myself for if I get released in the future, because I believe the justice system was unfair at the time, and I always believed that that would change.
Jeff Lazarus, help us understand how things would be different for Antoine Rogers had he been sentenced today. We know there's been a lot of changes through the Obama administration and laws rolling back kind of mandatory minimums that would affect a case like this.
Well, when Antoine was sentenced, the statute said that if you have 50 grams of crack cocaine and you have two prior drug convictions, then you're subject to a mandatory life sentence. Life means life, which means no possibility of parole. In 2010, Congress and the President passed the Fair Sentencing Act, which raised the threshold from 50 grams of crack cocaine to 280 grams. So because Antoine had 139.8 grams, today he would get 10-year mandatory minimum, and even under the sentencing guidelines, he would have probably only had to serve about 10 years. Now, Antoine served 22. And, you know, that's a function of the fact that the Fair Sentencing Act has not been made retroactive. Had it been made retroactive, guys like Antoine who were serving sentences before 2010 would be able to avail themselves of this new law, and that hasn't happened.
Antoine, can you remember or can you describe the day you found out the president was going to commute your sentence? How'd you hear about it?
My counselor and my case manager, they called me to the back. They called Mr. Lazarus. He asked me, like, are you sitting down? I'm like, yeah. He was like, the president just commuted your sentence. You're coming home. First thing I said was, when? He was like, in July. I'm like, what day of July? He said, I don't know. We're trying to get you house arrest. I believe that was March 31st. Then the next day, they told me you're going to the halfway house April 10th. Then I had called my family. I called my brother. He was like, you're lying, you're lying. And then I was like, no, I'm not lying. When have I ever called you in 22 years and told you I was coming home? And then he said, you didn't. Then he started crying and then told me that I had to call him back because he was shook up. Then I called my daughter and everybody else. And everybody else was just excited. And now everybody else is in jail waiting to get out. But Congress is playing games. When they need to just go on and make the law retroactive, where Barack Obama, the president, would have to do it all by himself and a partner, attorney, and the clemency committee. All they have to do is make that law retroactive.
The president signed letters to you and others with commuted sentences. Can you tell me anything about what that letter said?
The letter said that you have a second chance. I believe you can make it. Don't let no one discourage you. And then it was a stamp, and he said, you know, congratulations. And then I actually handed the letter over to Mr. Lazarus to put on his wall.
How did that make you feel? Do you really feel like you have a second chance?
Yes. I know I have it.
I don't think anyone will deny that after talking to Antoine for 5 minutes that he's been fully rehabilitated. And the benefit of this clemency initiative is that guys like Antoine, who were basically sent away for the rest of their life, can demonstrate their rehabilitation and show that they've earned the right to come home.
Antoine, how are you moving forward? What are you doing these days?
I work for maintenance and repair. I'm waiting this weekend. I'm supposed to get a laptop. I'm going to sign up online at Maryland University for business and information technology and pursue a bachelor's and master's degree.
What message would you like to send to your friends who are still behind bars and who also are applying for clemency?
Just always believe that it'll work its way out. It's taking time, but it's going to work. It took 22 years, 4 months for me, but I made it. I do not believe that they will be left behind. Not in America. It's the land of second chances.
That's Antoine Rogers. His life sentence was commuted earlier this year. His lawyer, Jeff Lazarus, also spoke to us. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.